all season.
Talk about the pick.
Yes, we're very excited. You know what Stoudt does is he impacts the game on every step. You know, obviously in terms of the run game, the pass game, he is a legitimate three down defensive tackle. He's not someone you're going to replace in your sub package defense. And the other huge thing he does is he's going to occupy two quite often, which is going to keep Luke free. So it gives Luke more protection, which makes our defense better.
Ron, talk about Luke and how important it is to allow him to roam around.
Well, not just Luke, but the other two linebackers. I think it's important that you know they be able to scrape over the top and get to the ball. The nice thing is he is a space eater, you know, and as Dave likes to refer to him, he's a true hog molly. He's gonna command the double teams. He'll hold the point of attack for us. And our linebackers will be able to flow freely. It's one of the things that we talked about when we first got started a couple of years ago. We saw the ability of our linebacking core last year, and I'm very excited about making an addition to a guy like this. And the other thing that he'll do for us, too, is he will help impact our pass rush. We saw what it meant last year to have DeJuan Edwards getting an inside push as well. Now you can imagine we'll have a couple guys giving us the same inside push. Now the quarterbacks won't be able to step up. They'll be sitting back there as far as we're concerned and giving our ends an opportunity to make plays. And, again, we saw the benefit of that. We had two defensive ends finish with double-digit sacks.
You talk about how the picks unfolded in front of you, how that impacted your thinking. Was it star for you guys all the way? And if so, what did you like about him over Floyd?
It really starts with size and power. That's what we like the most. He also really has unusual athletic ability for a man his size. With a lot of defensive tackles, they're what we call tackle box players. Their range is very limited. Stoudt legitimately can run to the boundary, and he has that kind of range. One of the important things on our defense is for the defensive tackle away from the play to be able to run over the top of the center. The slow-footed guys struggle to do that. With his athletic ability and feet, he'll be able to consistently do that. So he's a great fit. He has a lot of talent, and we feel that he's going to really thrive in our scheme.
Yeah, you got the card in like this. As the picks kept going and you saw his name still there, what was going through your head?
Well, we had a couple other guys that were, rated alongside of him. But we just thought, again, thinking long-term, broad vision, he gave us the best value of the three players. I mean, it wasn't, and we had discussed it. We had started talking five picks before us. So we had gone through, the board came off pretty clean. So it was one of those. It led you right to it. You know, all you had to do was connect the dots. And these three players were staring at us right in the kisser.
You consider an offensive player. Would you have considered one?
Yes, we would have. Again, I've been preaching this since I showed up on campus. We're going to do the best thing for the, for the Carolina Panthers. That's what we have for. Every decision is going to be made in that vein, looking at that broad view. So to answer your question, yes.
You say who the other two were, Dave.
No, I don't want to get into that, Joe.
The health concern that Star had, there was a heart issue. What did you guys do to kind of look at that and make sure that everything checked out?
Basically what it was, he had a virus, is really what it was, that affected, I'm not a doctor, that affected his ticker, all right? We had him thoroughly checked out. He had an EKG, he had an MRI of his heart. All that stuff was done league-wide. And our doctors felt very comfortable that he's fine. He's been completely cleared.
So he went through a league-wide check as well as one.
Yeah, exactly. It was the league-wide check. All the doctors go to Indianapolis and they do the recheck. He went and he had the EKG, he had the MRI, and our specialist here looked at it And they just, you know, and we, believe me, we discussed it at length. And they had absolutely no problems with this. He is fine.
Ron, how much did your experience with Alexander last year kind of, you know, he had a similar deal where he got sent home from the combine. Did that play into this at all? Just
we actually, something that did come up in our discussions when we went through the medical part of it. And, again, it, like Dave said, it came down to the fact that when he went back to the league-wide check, it, it came out positive that he's, you know, he's fine, he's ready to go. And then as our doctor said as early as this morning when they did their rechecks on the players, that they were fine with it. So we feel very comfortable, very confident. We look forward to having him on the football field. You know, we think he's going to be an impact player for us as far as our front's concerned. He's a guy, again, that's going to command the double teams and can split the double teams as well as hold them, which will give our linebackers an opportunity to run. But I also think it's going to impact and affect the way we play pass coverage. I think that there's some good things that can be done as far as that's concerned, too, when you've got two guys up front, and he and Dewan and that are going to be able to push the pocket for us. And as I said, he'll help impact what we do as a defense.
What were your meetings like with Starr? I mean, did you sit down with him in Indy, and did you have any other?
You know, we are very confident in who he is and who he is as a football player. It was more about getting to know him. You know, and we had actually sent Eric Washington and Mark Koontz and Don Gregory out, and they visited with him, and they spent a lot of time with him, got to really get to know him. And Eric and Don and Mark all feel very confident in who he is. And, you know, those guys did a very thorough background check on him in terms of getting to know who he is, understanding his football acumen, what he knows about the game, and they put him through a pretty extensive workout. And Eric and he had a real nice conversation on the phone earlier tonight after we had picked him. So it was kind of a nice situation listening to Eric talk to him. So I feel very confident he gets Eric's message.
When Juan came here last year, he said that he hadn't heard good things about the defensive line. It was one of your weaknesses. As you look at those four guys you're going to put up across the front now, is it one of the strengths of this team?
I like to believe it is. I think that, you know, the couple of things that Dave has done for us in the offseason as far as going out and finding other free agents that he's brought in, Cole being one of them, I feel very confident in that it is becoming a very solid part of who we are as a football team. It's funny because, yeah, going into last year, a lot of people thought it was one of our weaknesses, but as the season finished, I think it became one of our strengths. The other part of it was, too, is we had solid depth. You look at the young guys that came in and gave us some time, which Frank Alexander was one of them. You know, it was great to see him. Frank Kirsch came and did some things. Sione Fua played very well. Nate Chandler, who was a rookie for us last year, got some playing time, some extended playing time. So when you got guys that all contribute and contribute with depth and the way Coach Washington handles that rotation, trying to keep those guys as fresh as possible, I'm excited about that group.
Ron, in your years of football, who does Starr remind you of?
Well, you know, I don't want to put that on anybody, but I will say this: watching him is a lot of fun. It really is. You know, when you put the tape on and look at the things that he's capable of, and look at the way they used him, I think we can have some success with a football player like that.
Dave, Sharif Floyd and Starr both fall into 14. Was there ever a consideration that you guys would trade down?
No. Why not? For the same reason we talked about, you know, last Thursday. If I have a dollar, I'd rather have the dollar than the three dimes. That's all there is to it. There's no, when you trade back, you know, you could think you're smart, but there's no guarantee. There are none. And from my view, Stiles good, too good to pass up. You know, why talk yourself out of somebody good? Oh, I'm going to be clever. Guy's a player. He fits what we do. He's very talented. He's mature. And it gives us the chance to really, I mean, you look historically at the Super Bowl champions and you show me one that's had a bad defensive front. It doesn't happen. I'm telling you. It does not happen. This gives us, you know, he gives us a great rotation inside. Excuse me. You know, Sione made a lot of strides last year. Colin Cole is a legitimate defensive tackle in this league. So between those two, Starr, Dewan Edwards, you had a real nice four-man rotation. And between Charles and Greg and Frank and and Mario Addison came on late last year, which has us enthusiastic. You know, you've got eight guys. And you know, in this league, you know, I've seen it firsthand, guys. I've seen what that does for you firsthand.
Dave, with Starr and his pass rush, is he as far along on that as he is on the, you know, eating up space and stuff? Is he a good pass? You said he was a three-down lineman.
Yeah. Right now he is a power pass rusher. He has athletic ability to get to jump to an edge, Scott, and then he's got definitely has burst to run by. Is he a professional pass rusher right now? He's got things to learn like we all do, you know. But he has a lot of talent.
Best player available on your board at that time?
Well, we were talking about three guys at that time. We felt he was best for us.
And you mentioned you didn't have the desire to trade down. Was your phone ringing with other teams wanting to move into that spot? Or?
Well, very frankly, I don't know, because once, I forget which pick was made, two picks behind us. Once that pick was made, I told the guys, they call, you know, no, we're not interested. I was going to say something cute, but no.
Ron, last year you talked about, and obviously Greg moved into that defensive tackle position a few times, and you said maybe that could be a more longer-term thing potentially. Do you see him more solidified at defensive end now that you've picked up Starr?
I think that helps us. You know, now we're not looking to see if there is another guy, but again, some of the things that Greg does give us as far as his ability to go inside will help our rotation, especially in pass rush situations. But we'll continue to look at the different combinations of players. We, as Dave talked about, he talked about eight guys specifically. Those guys are guys who are going to be starting out as far as our rotation is concerned. And we've got a couple of the young guys that will have to develop and see how they kind of mix. But the big thing and the most important thing is to put the best combination of players out there for the right situations. Who's your first and second down group? Who's your second and third down group? Who's your long passing situation group? We've got to make sure we got that and get it ready to go.
What was the report back? Did you guys work him out after his pro day out there?
Yes.
What did Eric and those guys report back?
Pretty much what you guys just talked about and what Davis said. He's a powerful young man who's got great first step quickness, has the ability to get into the crease. He's very stout, can hold the point, has the ability to split the doubles. But probably the one thing that Eric talked about was him learning to get on the edge and finishing his pass rush as much as not becoming a bull rusher. He has the ability to become a bull rusher, but adding a little bit more to his repertoire as a pass rusher is probably one of the things that Eric really felt he needed to do. And Eric was very specific about some of the things he felt that the young man can improve on and get better and better for us.
Please don't get a defensive lineman tonight. Does this mean offensive line and quarterback or defensive back are the priorities moving forward, or are you still thinking best available player?
Right now, we're still going to take the best available guy. And you know, that's the way I feel, and we did that tonight.
Any chance you'd double down on another D-line?
Stay tuned.
Dave, what's the rest of the night going to look like for you guys?
You know, we're just going to sit and watch what goes on, and then afterwards we'll get together and take a look at the board, you know, and you know, see what's left. And again, we're 44 tomorrow, so we'll just see where we're at. And you know, we had a great meeting about 5 o'clock with the scouts today. Looking at it, talking about it, talking it through, different scenarios, what happens if this, what happens if that. We've really done a lot of that, and really, you know, by the time our pick came, I think we turned it in once we found out that Starr was okay, once we got on the phone and spoke to him and whatever, got the response from him that we were hoping we'd get, we turned the card in. I mean, we turned the card, and I don't even know if there was 8.5 minutes. I mean, a minute and a half gone. I mean, you know, it's like when you guys met your wives, you knew. You knew.
Good. Thanks.
Okay. All right.